Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. Welcome to Carmanah Technology Corporation's third quarter 2014 results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Instructions will be provided at that time for you to queue up for questions. Before beginning its formal remarks, Carmanah would like to remind listeners that certain portions of today's discussion may contain forward-looking statements that reflect views with respect to future events. Any such statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those projected in these forward-looking statements. For more information on the forward-looking statements and the company's risks and uncertainties related to such forward-looking statements, please read Carmanah's annual report as filed on SEDAR and which is also posted on their website at www.carmanah.com. All currency amounts are expressed in U.S. dollars, with the exception of the company's TSX-listed share price, which is quoted in Canadian dollars. The company's financial statements are prepared in accordance with IFRS, or International Financial Reporting Standards. During this call, the company may also refer to adjusted EBITDA, a non-IFRS financial measure, which is calculated as earnings before interest, income tax, amortization, stock-based compensations, and various one-time charges, which are detailed in their publicly filed management discussion and analysis. Carmanah uses this metric internally in addition to others to make strategic decisions and evaluate their performance. If anyone has difficulties hearing the conference, please press star zero for operator assistance at any time. I would like to remind everyone that this conference is being recorded today, Thursday, November 13, 2014, at 2:00 P.M. Pacific Time and 5:00 P.M. Eastern Time. I would now like to turn the conference call to Mr. John Simmons, Chief Executive Officer. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, operator. I'm John Simmons, and I'm joined, as usual, by Stuart Williams, Carmanah's CFO. However, this is an unusual earnings release conference call, as Stuart and I are joined in person by the entire Victoria, BC, head office staff of Carmanah, as well as our staff colleagues in Toronto, Ontario, and Palm City, Florida. In a very real sense, we are doing this call with a live audience as opposed to just a telephonic one. This earnings release call with our staff present is part of a more comprehensive staff town hall meeting, where we would typically review our operating results with our full staff complement. We do these town hall meetings about once a month. By doing this earnings release call and our town hall together, we're saving a little bit of time, but also affording our entire staff the opportunity to hear shareholder and analyst questions and comments directly. We think the experience will be interesting and helpful to our company as a whole. Now, before we get underway, I'd like those listening to allow a personal indulgence, as I publicly thank the entire Carmanah team for its contribution to an outstanding quarter and what is shaping up to be an exceptional year. Your efforts have turned Carmanah into a success over a very short period of time, and you've made this a great place to work. Thank you. Please give yourself a quick round of applause. Okay, let's get underway. As has been my practice over the past year, I'll begin this call with a brief high-level review of our third quarter and year-to-date results, after which I will invite questions and comments. I see that we have more participants on the call today, so hopefully we'll have lots of questions and discussion. On October 6, we issued a news release that provided the preliminary financial data, which was available at that time, for our third quarter, which concluded just a few days prior to the release. This is a relatively new practice for us, having made this new disclosure policy for the first time after our second quarter. We decided to adopt this practice because our company is changing very rapidly, and we think it is best to communicate with the market as quickly as is possible. So again, please expect to see preliminary releases in the future, just a few days after quarter end. The preliminary release provided top-line revenue numbers and a general commentary on margins and order backlog. Today's full release confirms this information and provides complete details. So let's take a look at the third quarter, with first a reminder that all financial information is in U.S. dollars, except for our share price. And before we go through the specific revenue numbers, I'd like first to draw your attention to revised revenue segmentation that you will see described in our management discussion and analysis. Our new segmentation adds illumination to our previous segments of signals and power. The delineation of illumination, which was previously included in our power segment, reflects the importance of solar outdoor lighting to our business, especially now after the acquisition of Sol on July 2nd of this year. So let's look at the numbers. Revenues in the quarter were up significantly over the third quarter of 2013 at just under $12.2 million. This represents a 149% increase over revenues of $4.9 million achieved in the third quarter of 2013. On a year-to-date basis, revenues are up 67%. So not only are revenues up sharply, but our revenue delta on a comparable basis is growing as well. Now, the 2014-2013 quarter-over-quarter comparison is not a true apples-to-apples comparison, given that in this year's third quarter, we are including the revenues of Sol, which we acquired on July 2nd. However, if we back out the Sol revenues and just take a look at Carmanah's traditional revenues, we are still up in the quarter by 105%. Obviously, we're delighted with the result. But no review of revenue is complete without consideration of the order backlog at both the beginning and end of the quarter. Here as well, we have some great news to report. Not only did we achieve significant sales growth in the quarter, but our order backlog also continued to grow. At the beginning of the quarter, our orders in the system awaiting production and delivery totaled $7.7 million, but this total grew to $11.7 million by quarter end. What this really means is that we took orders for more than $16.2 million in the third quarter. This is a tremendous increase in business activity. While some of the orders taken in the third quarter are not expected to ship until the first quarter of 2015, much of the backlog will clear in the fourth quarter. This means we have every reason to believe that we will have a strong finish to the year. I'd also like to comment about our revenue segments. Revenue increases on a year-to-date basis are in each of our three business segments. That said, our standing order backlog is weighted more to our power division, which has significant on-grid solar power plant contracts and large off-grid mobile department orders in hand. At the same time, quote activity is up in all divisions, and I expect the order backlog mix could change significantly by the end of the fourth quarter. Next, I have some comments about margins. As with revenue, our year-to-date product margins are substantially improved over 2013 as well. During the first three quarters, our product margins were about 34.8%, which is a solid improvement over 2013, when product margins averaged only 26.5%. For the most part, our margin increases have resulted from better operating rigor and daily discipline. In the second quarter, we reported on an anomaly that moved margins to a higher than expected level due to a beta project that converted to a commercial sale. In the third quarter, we also have some unusual adjustments that have moved margins up. The first of these relates to warranty provisions. Over the past 2 years, our actual warranty claims have fallen significantly, and as this has taken place, we have determined, in conjunction with our auditors, that our warranty provision is too high. During the quarter, we adjusted our warranty provision down by $260,000, and this amount has added to our gross margin. There may be need to further reduce this provision at year-end as warranty claims continue to fall. Next, we also determined early in the quarter that one of our suppliers had overcharged for components starting in 2013. Our supplier has made good on this matter, and this resulted in an unusual gross margin increase of $200,000 in the third quarter that should have been realized throughout the year. Without these two extraordinary items, our product margins would have been about 31.7%. However, even after normalizing for the anomalies, our product margins are significantly improved in the quarter and year to date. So turning now to operating costs, you will see that our overall costs moved up in the third quarter, mostly as a result of the inclusion of Sol in our consolidated reports. Generally, our operating costs are in line with expectations for the moment, but we expect several factors to come into play in this quarter and the first two quarters of 2015 that will reduce costs. The factors include the completion of the integration of Sol, which will result in the planned closure of the Palm City plant facility as we transition production into a contract manufacturer. In parallel with this activity, we will relocate our Florida-based domestic sales and operations team to new offices and move supply chain and back office functions into Victoria. We will also combine and manage our international illumination sales activities from Victoria. As we complete these changes, we will gain significant efficiencies, which should help grow profitability. As well, our planned deployment of a new cost savings ERP system has just gone live. This new system will help us gain efficiencies and has a much lower operating cost as compared to our legacy system. And while we will always seek efficiencies with respect to operating costs, it is also true that our general level of business activity has grown rapidly and frankly quite a bit faster than expected. As a result, we have found it necessary to add resources to manage the workload. All in all, we are managing costs carefully, growing where we need in order to manage higher levels of business, but always seeking to improve efficiency. Let me now take a few minutes to comment about profitability. In this quarter's release, we have provided an extra level of disclosure. In addition to net earnings and EBITDA, we are also setting out adjusted EBITDA, which seeks to show the underlying operations unencumbered by unusual and transitional items, including merger and acquisition costs, extraordinary legal expenses, and anything else that may be unusual or non-recurring. As to profitability specifics, in the third quarter, we continued on our upward trend by reporting a net profit of $195,000 in the quarter, which is a positive swing of $1.64 million from last year's net loss in the third quarter of $1.4 million. On a comparative adjusted EBITDA basis, we are reporting $786,000, which is a positive swing of $1.9 million from the negative adjusted EBITDA of $1.1 million in 2013's third quarter. And finally, on a year-to-date basis, we've achieved similar performance gains and are reporting positive adjusted EBITDA of $2.5 million, which again is a positive swing of $5.2 million from 2013's three-quarter adjusted EBITDA loss of $2.8 million. And once again, all of these are in U.S. dollars. Finally, I'd like to make a few comments about our balance sheet. Largely as a result of our refinancing activities and improved operating results, our balance sheet continues to strengthen. At the end of the third quarter, our working capital increased to $16.1 million, which is slightly more than double our working capital at the beginning of the year, and includes nearly $11 million in cash. While both of accounts receivable and inventories have increased, the increases are far less than the growth in our business activity, and we are in a very healthy state and remain debt-free. So that's about it for my recap. Operator, we are happy to open for questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star, then one on your touch-tone phone. If you wish to be removed from the queue, please press the pound sign or a hash key. There will be a delay before the first question is announced. If you are using a speakerphone, you may need to pick up the handset first before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then one on your touch-tone phone. And our first question comes from Mike Plaster from Salmon Partners. Please go ahead, Mike.
Thanks very much. Hi, guys. Congratulations on another good quarter.
Thanks, Mike.
Just a couple questions for me here. First off, I guess, with respect to Sol, you've now had, I guess, some time to take a good look at it and the products and the facility and everything else. I wonder if you could just share any sort of additional detail you might be able to in terms of the integration with your own products going forward, perhaps any other synergy opportunities you see. I mean, you talked about closing the facility down there, but perhaps you could just elaborate a little bit in terms of how you see putting the two businesses together.
Sure. Well, we did comment on the planned and staged closure of the production facility, which will take place. It really was a one-year plan on that. So we are continuing to produce product there to meet sales demand as it comes up. Similarly, we are meeting sales demand for Carmanna illumination products through Carmanna's traditional supply chain and its contract manufacturer. We obviously are going to integrate these functions into a single entity, and we have chosen the contract manufacturer route for this, and working with our Sol colleagues are aware that we are now working towards a plant shutdown at around the middle of 2015. So that's an important point. In parallel with that, we are analyzing and have analyzed the attributes of the two companies' product ranges, and we are busy assembling what I would call the best of both worlds, which will be a new, narrower product array that will be manufactured, pardon me, through a contract manufacturing, at least one, maybe more, contract manufacturing locations throughout the world.
Okay. And just on the operating expenses, you touched on that a bit as well, and some of the opportunities to perhaps take a few more costs out of that. But I guess just sort of for modeling purposes, if I was to take that Q3 figure and I guess net out some of the merger and legal costs in there, is that reasonable as sort of a run rate, at least in you know, perhaps the next few quarters, in terms of what your expectations are for OpEx?
Yeah, I think so. The only big change that we would point to is that our new versus old ERP system costs are down. Stuart, how much would we say on a quarterly basis?
150-ish, around there.
Yeah, so that is a change. And, of course, there's some offset if our increase in business activity continues to move along. We have added to our staff resources ranks a little bit in reaction to the increase in business activity. And obviously what we're trying to do is to develop systems so that we can hold our overheads roughly where they are and be able to handle much larger business activities, or levels of business, I should say.
Okay. And do you see a lot more of those merger and integration costs for Q4? I mean, presumably you'll have some next year with the Florida facility, but for Q4, is there a lot more left, or are those mostly done now?
No, Stuart's just shaking his head, saying that no, there's not much left to go there. So I think we're coming to the end of that.
There will be some minor ones in Q4. There are some back end office functions in Seoul. And that probably is about $100,000, $150,000.
Yeah,
so minor.
So nothing particularly
meaningful against the run rate of our business.
Sure. Okay. That's great. Thanks, guys. That's it for me.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
Mr. Simmons, there are no further questions. Please continue.
Thanks, operator. And so we will sign off now. I want to thank all those who are online who have participated in listening to this call. And we would invite you, if you have questions after the call, to either get in touch with us directly in our company's offices in Victoria. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the conference call for today. If you have any further questions, please call our Carmana Investor Relations toll-free number at 877-255-8483. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.